The final whistle has gone here in Naas, Padraig and Lifford, and it is Galway who progressed the best out of the tie here. The score 111-112. Much more respectable second half, I suppose, for Donegal. But Galway in the first half dominated the first half. After a number of wides on 8 minutes, Galway got their first score of the game, of course, through their vice-captain, Olivia Dudley, and Donegal had no score. Even after 19 minutes, Galway hit their fourth wide. Then at that stage, Donegal really didn't have much to amount to any sort of progressive attacking play. Not even a shot on goal in the first half. But to be fair, their defence was really holding out and were trying to keep this Galway team at bay. Galway hit another wide with 8 minutes of the first half remaining. And then, of course, came that goal that we feared may come from the Galway's pressure attacking play. Brendan Rice awarded advantage to Galway. Lindsay Noon at the time, and the ball ended up, of course, with Alva Dalveran, who on 24 minutes got Galway's first goal. Eva Noon got Galway's second point of the game then on the 29th minute, leaving the first half score 1-2 to no score in Galway's favour. And of course, it was Galway again with scoring underway, points from Alva Dalveran, Olivia Dudley, their central half forward. They extended their leads to 7 points after 3 minutes of the first half. Andrea Trill then getting her first point for Galway after 5 minutes of play. Leanne Cohen adding another point shortly after, before Donegal, of course, finally got on the scoreboard 37 minutes into the game through centre half forward Katie Dowd, who got a lovely point from 21 metres out. After 37 minutes of play, as I said, Donegal getting on the scoreboard. A couple of changes for Donegal at that stage. Jodie McFadden made way for Mia Bennett. Olivia Dudley, the centre half forward, again added to her side score with a fisted point in 12 minutes, and just shortly after, a kick up from Claire Frail straight. And again, another point from Olivia Dudley. At that stage of the game, Galway were 1-8 to Donegal's 1 point. Galway certainly giving their girls a run out at this stage of the game. Roisin Leonard, Aoife O'Rourke, Eveen Ealing all came off the bench. Aoife Molloy, their left half back, of course, who got Galway's first score of the game, got her second of the game. Galway leading now by 11 points with only 6 minutes of time to play. Suzanne White for Donegal got her second, Donegal's second score of the game, a free on the 21 metre line in the 26th minute. And Galway's kick out, of course, through Donegal a gift, and their attacking spell resulted in a goal from Donegal's Mia Bennett, leaving just 9 between the sides at that stage. Galway returned with a point from Aoife Molloy, her third of the game, and of course was to be the last score of the game. Leaving it here in Lifford, 111-112. So not a bad day out for Donegal, considering this Galway team are very, very good back in Division 1 next year as well. Look, Donegal now have it all to play for against Tipperary next week, and that game is actually away, probably in Temple City and down in Tipperary. A long journey for them, but it's a game they must win if they want to be in contention for a place, a last 8th place. Other than that, they may see themselves in relegation battle for senior status. But as it stands here in a very wet afternoon here in Lifford, it is Galway who progress the favourable. It is 111-112.